Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Steven Dutzman, and I am your host. I am also the founder of EngagedFamilyGaming.com. That is a website on the internet where parents like myself and my co-hosts come together to give everyone the information they need to get their family game on. Today, it's another ride to work. It's a weird one. I'm actually driving to Boston as opposed to downtown Hartford, and I'm on the highway now watching a box truck drive around like it's in Fast and the Furious, so I'm just going to slow down a little bit and hang out in the slow lane and have a little chat with everybody. So if you did not hear my special episode with a special announcement, definitely take a look at your podcast feed or subscribe to the EFG Daily Commute, because I think you will, I think it is worth a listen. Less than 10 minutes, really cool embargoed announcement. The embargo lifted today from New York Toy Fair. So one that I am very excited to have an opportunity to talk about. So, you know, not going to talk about it here. Definitely want to listen to that other show. But I wanted to revisit a previous topic. We talked about user reviews a while ago, and there's been an update, some more information. So one of my issues recently with user reviews is, excuse me, one of the issues is that a lot of games, or not games, but movies specifically, have been getting negative user reviews before they are even out. Same thing with games, right? Anywhere that people can review things, the review bomb is a thing. And in a lot of places, you can leave negative reviews for games even if you've never played them or anything. And this has been a negative tactic for a while now. Which made me really hungry to want to get rid of user reviews because I thought that they were problematic. And so I actually posted that on my own Facebook wall. And a friend of mine who is a really more of a digital acquaintance that I made because of a mutual friend. She is an illustrator, an author, she's a content creator. And so she responded more or less that I was kind of, wrong in some ways, because user reviews are really important for independent creators, because independent creators don't necessarily have the ability to reach out and get reviews or really any criticism at all from bigger outlets, because they really only have so much time. And so I wanted to talk about that piece because she's right. I was a little, trigger happy with wanting to get rid of user reviews because of those bad things. And I don't know the answer, but, I don't know the exact answer, but I agree. And I think about it, with all these Kickstarters and, independent board games and indie video games that are so excited to find smaller outlets, smaller blogs that are willing to give them support and attention. And a lot of them are also reliant upon, grassroots. Maybe I'll write a review for something that will inspire a couple other people that maybe don't have blogs to go on to Steam or something like that and review it. Or to buy their book and review the book on Amazon or something like that. These are important. So the complete wholesale elimination of user reviews would be problematic, because it means that really you'd be buying your criticism because, you wouldn't necessarily be able to depend on grassroots movements to try and help build the notoriety for your product. So I guess she was right. But I think we may have reached at least somewhat of a reasonable compromise. Rotten Tomatoes is changing the way user reviews work. And they are removing the ability to review products or, you know, put critical thought about movies before they are out. One thing that was happening is you were able to rate a movie on Rotten Tomatoes more or less based on how likely you were to go see the movie. So it was almost like a pre-review. And so a lot of attacks were kind of getting levied at Captain Marvel, because of course they were. And that was part of the thing that really kind of struck me about it, was the idea that, you know, because of some weird ideology, people were attacking Captain Marvel before the movie even came out. And so looks like Rotten Tomatoes is the first one, and I'm hoping other sites continue this. They are removing the ability to evaluate the products before they come out. Because one thing that I do notice is genuinely good products generally rise above some of that. You know, there's enough criticism, there's enough, you know, positive voice to kind of make it look like mixed reviews, at which point, at the very least, people have opinions. So hopefully, you know, more sites will adopt that to avoid some of these shenanigans. But, you know, not everybody took it as well as I did. You know, I saw that announcement and I actually really liked it. And then in a Facebook group that I'm in, a guy, I forget his name, largely is not important. His post was simply, looks like Rotten Tomatoes is removing the ability for users to remove, they are removing the ability for users to review movies, which is partially true. I mean, they're getting rid of the ability to review it before it comes out. But even removing the user reviews from their site entirely, I mean, they're an aggregate site. But he said, don't you remember the days of the internet where it gave everyone a voice and how excited we were? And I thought about that because I agree. And I can't really, it'd be hypocritical of me, someone who has a voice and who, whose opinions are valued by his audience, to not be happy that the internet gave me this voice. Before the internet, I would have been, you know, much quieter. Not to say that I am loud now, but the platform is growing. But all of that is because of the networking power of the internet and also the amplification power of the internet. So he said, you know, the internet gave everyone a voice, and now it seems like people are having those voices taken away. And I thought about that this morning while I was, you know, getting ready to drive into Boston for work. And I agree with him. You know, there are some people who are having their voices taken away. And I would argue that for some of them, you don't deserve to have one. And I know that sounds weird, but I like to think that if you are a person who is going to determine that a movie with a female lead is bad, simply because she's, you know, quote-unquote bad-mouthing fans, when really all she's advocating for is diversity, I don't necessarily know. If that's the only reason you have concerns about this movie, then I don't think you deserve a voice. I think that there is something to be said about, you know, everyone should have their opinions, and we all have Facebook, and we all have Twitter, and we all have Instagram. Like, we can share those opinions, but I don't think that your opinions need to be included among criticism or considered to be a review. You can give feedback and things like that. And the idea that, you know, people are having their voices taken away, or that not everyone has a voice, you know, even including the fact that, you know, even if we kind of ignore some of it, that the idea that everyone is having their voices taken away, I agree that some of it is, right? I don't know. Should it be as easy as creating a fake account with a burner account with a fake email address, and then you should be able to post something that is similar to a review that's considered actual criticism that people might actually listen to and make purchasing decisions. I don't think so. But I think anyone who wants a voice can still go and get it. The vast majority of the services that I use to give myself a louder voice, my megaphone, as you were, are free. WordPress is free. My Facebook, my Twitter, my Instagram. I signed up for all those services and I use them for free. Anchor, the site that you are listening to, the podcast service that you are listening to, that graciously sends that information out. I mean, graciously is probably not the correct word, but as part of their service, they help me record my podcast. They give me very simple tools to edit my podcast, and then they distribute it to iTunes and to Overcast and to any number of other services. If you want a voice, you need to get it. You know, you need to go and, you know, you need to go and earn it and work for it and build your voice. I think that that's kind of the future right now, is rather than having a ton of, you know, rather than having, you know, everyone be able to speak equally and easily, I think that there is, that the future is, you know, if you want a voice, you should work for it. And I think everybody listening to this, if you have something to say, I think you should say it. Make a podcast. Use Anchor. Download this app. When you download it, be sure to favorite the EFG Daily Commute, obviously. But, you know, make a podcast and say what you want to say, and share it and build your voice. You never know. But I think that is the true strength. I mean, maybe user reviews should never go away. And I agree with her. And her name is Julia. She called me out, and, I was wrong on the idea that they all need to go away, but I do think there needs to be changes. And I think part of that is, you know, some people just don't need a voice. You know, we need to figure out a way to fix some of that. But I think the other case is, you know, people who have things to say should feel comfortable saying them and should use the tools that are out there to just be louder. Let's just out-shout that, you know, angered horde. With maybe positive thoughts. I don't know. This has been a little rambly, but I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. You know, what are your thoughts about removing user reviews from Metacritic and Rotten Tomatoes and things like that? I'll share this into the Engage Family Gaming community. I'd love to hear what your thoughts are. So I do hope you all have a wonderful day. I'm going to finish my drive up to Boston. And until next time, don't forget to get your family game on. We'll see you soon, folks. Bye.